Craig, we think it's generally positive. There's a couple of issues that we'll take exception with, but overall there are some really positive signs of long-term investment in things that will support and enhance our industries.
Things like what?
Water infrastructure, the loan facility that was announced, $2 billion. I know it's a loan and I know it needs to be done through governments, but it provides a pathway for how these things can be funded into the future. So we think that's a really big a big positive. Inland rail, a further $594 million, I think, to start land acquisition, to start doing some of the due diligence. That, again, is a sign that this project will happen, and we're really grateful for the government for putting a pathway in so that we can start working on these things.
Is it a sense of drip feeding, though? Because, say, you take Inland Rail, that's a $10 billion plus project, another $500 million. It doesn't start getting tracks on the ground.
It may well be drip feeding, Craig, but we've heard too often of programs of $10 billion dreams that don't happen. $300 million last year, I think it was, another $594 million this year. Clearly, there is an intent to put the groundwork in place for this project to happen. And that, we think, is a step forward.
I just want to bounce back to the water infrastructure loan facility. $2 billion, the government says, it will put into that. Is there concern about rolling out such a program for, say, if you use the Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility as an example, announced 12 months ago, the legislation to create that only went through Parliament yesterday?
Yes, lots of things move too slowly. But one of the things that needs to be there to give people confidence to push legislation through and to start doing the planning that's required is to know that there's a way to finance some of these things. So I think potentially with state governments now having a pathway in terms of financing, they may all be prepared to sit down and start to move through the legislative frameworks and the planning around the projects.
Ruth Wade is with you on the Country Hour. She's the Chief Executive of the Queensland Farmers Federation. Ruth, already this morning we've heard from some farmers who have expressed their dismay and frustration that there's still no certainty around whether the government would accept a compromise deal on the so-called backpacker tax.
Our area alone handles up to 7,000 backpackers come through just this area. So we rely on them a great deal and it has a lot of people worried.
I know there's a fair bit of anger out on this issue, is that it'll become a political issue, a very, very strong political issue during the election.
Last night at our Queensland Strawberries meeting, board members had been fielding phone calls from as far away as Tasmania with growers there equally as concerned. So it's an Australia-wide thing.
It's affecting farmers already. We're getting information that basically says that a lot of backpackers that are in Europe or elsewhere or through the Asian markets that come here that are starting to say, well, if we're going to come to Australia, we might just use it as a kicking off point and stay for a shorter period of time rather than the 2 years, and our competitors will get the advantage.
Joe Morrow from Mareeba Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association there, along with Adrian Schultz, who is from the Queensland Strawberry Growers Association. Ruth Wade, last night, were you expecting any greater certainty from the government over what will happen with this backpacker tax and if the government would go for the industry compromise offer of a 19% flat tax rate?
Yes, we're extremely disappointed. This is one of the negatives for our members in this budget. There are thousands of farming families and farming businesses that rely on backpackers to harvest their seasonal products, to manage their businesses on a seasonal basis. We didn't get where we needed to get to last night. So this now front and centre will be an election issue. The tax is due to come into effect on 1 July and we will be fighting very hard through the election campaign to ensure that the government addresses this issue.